finally today, let's hear about that press conference that just wrapped up at the Holocaust Memorial in downtown Boston. The memorial was terribly vandalized for the second time this summer. That happened yesterday. Police said that last night, a 17-year-old boy from Malden threw a rock through one of the glass panels. Those are those glass panels that are etched with numbers, representing the numbers that were tattooed on the arms of Jews sent to Nazi death camps. The teenager was tackled by two bystanders and held until police arrived. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh responded to the incident today. He had a message that echoed his response to the incidents in Charlottesville over the weekend.
There is no place for hate in Boston. As Bostonians, we stand together in solidarity with our diverse community and our diverse nation. We give that same message today as we pick up the broken pieces of glass and rebuild that panel together.
WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown is at the Holocaust Memorial. And Steve, first of all, what more do we know about the person who police say or believe vandalized the Holocaust Memorial?
Not much more other than it's a juvenile, 17 years old, presumably male from Malden. He was arraigned today in juvenile court because of his age, 17. They did not release his name. We do know that he was released on personal recognizance, told to stay away from this Holocaust Memorial here in Boston, and to obtain some mental counseling. Beyond that, we don't know much more.
Tell us more then about what Mayor Walsh and other attendees at today's press conference had to say. I mean, as we noted earlier, this is the second time the memorial has been vandalized this summer.
That's right. A lot of the folks who are here feel that it's deja vu, that, you know, they were just here not so long ago, about a month ago, when it was vandalized back then. They had a rededication ceremony when the panel that the previous panel that was broken was replaced. They had a rededication ceremony, and they hoped that they'd moved on and that they wouldn't have to do this again. This memorial has been here for around 22 years, and until just recently has never been vandalized. There's no security here. Here, other than folks that are walking by, the local police that might be by, but there's no security or anything like that. For 22 years, there were no incidents here at the Holocaust Memorial in Boston, and now within just a short period of time, there are two. And as the mayor had indicated, that there is a climate of hate, but he says we're not going to allow that climate to grow here in Boston. They certainly hope this is the last time that they have to be here at this memorial for this sort of a gathering.
Oh, absolutely. Don't we all? There were Holocaust survivors, I understand, at this press conference as well today. We have some tape from one of them, Israel Arbeiter. His parents and 7-year-old brother were killed at Auschwitz, and he explained how he felt when he first heard news of yesterday's vandalism.
And so yesterday evening, when I heard the news that the memorial has been damaged again for the second time, and we were here only a few weeks ago, of course the pain in me yesterday and today was increased. It hurt. It hurt me because just as if I would have lost a member of my family.
Steve, did officials talk about next steps in terms of repairing the memorial? Do we have a time frame on that?
Not so much. They weren't really talking about the specifics, the mechanics of fixing this. It didn't take all that long to repair it before, so I would imagine it would be a fairly quick turnaround. They want to have this back to its original state, the state that it's intended to be, as soon as possible. But as far as a timeline at this point, I have not heard.
Now, of course, it's inescapable to think about what happened last night without also thinking about that we're still, the nation is still reeling from the violence in Charlottesville, where white supremacists were marching in Charlottesville with torches saying, "We will not be replaced by Jews." I mean, it pains me to even have to quote that. So did any of the speakers talk about that context?
Well, Mayor Walsh was quite concerned, as he was yesterday at yesterday's news conference, talking about this climate of hate that has seemed to have ratcheted up in the last few months. He acknowledged it again today that, again, you have this memorial vandalized twice within a very short period of time. Is this the new normal? Are we going to be coming down here a lot more frequently because of that? So he did acknowledge that there is some change in attitude in the nation, and that could be having a factor on what's going on here.
That's WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown speaking to us from the Holocaust Memorial in downtown Boston. Steve, thank you so much.
Thanks, Meghna.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.